what I love the most is sitting in a room with a whole bunch of new actors and telling them, here's what you really need to do. No bullshit, no gimmicks, just what a manager really needs to see from you in order to get you working as an actor.
Hey everybody, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. So in today's podcast, I'm talking about how the business side of acting is starting to become a really popular conversation. And I can't even tell you how excited and happy I am to finally see that happening. Because forever, it was just acting classes, and you had to know someone to get an agent or manager, and, you know, people didn't learn about the business side. And even the major MFA programs like Yale, and they just didn't teach the business side. And I know that because I've had a lot of Yale graduates come through Hollywood Winner's Circle Academy, and they've never heard anything we're talking about. And I know that a lot of these showcase companies aren't even allowed to talk about backstage, actors access, casting networks, teach an actor how to, you know, submit themselves. It's not a thing. Like that's not what they want to teach you. They don't want to teach you how to be independent and self-sufficient. So I've been seeing all of these awesome teachers teaching the business of acting. And I've been seeing acting schools add it to their programs. I got to take credit for some of that. Humbly and proudly, you know, I'm going to tap myself on the back for that, because my entire focus for the last 6 years has been to make business of acting mainstream training. And that's what the YouTube channel started. And that's what the TMFA Facebook group has been for. And now great coaches, Alex Collins, Kurt Yu, Jody Bentley. I know Bonnie Gillespie has been talking about it forever. It's now being offered all over the place. And I can take a sigh of relief, because that means that there's a whole new generation of actors that are not going to get screwed over, that are not going to be taken advantage of because they know too much. So you're welcome. You're welcome, everyone. I tell you, the hardest thing about being a coach teaching the business to new people, and first of all, they're the ones that need it the most. Okay, they need it the most, because they're most likely going to be the ones that get taken advantage of. So new actors, when they come onto the scene, they need a manager more than anybody, because they know nothing. They don't know their headshots, how to get those to be interesting and reflect their types and have energy and personality and tell a story. They don't know. They just think they should go snap some photos and pose. And they don't have acting clips that really demonstrate their acting work. Of course, they don't know they can just use self-tapes. So they are scurrying, trying to get footage, but they have no idea what good footage is. And what I've learned by doing this for so many years is that they've been taken advantage of a lot. New actors who don't know anything are the victim of so many scams. They are the victim of so many overnight success promises and false promises. They're afraid to spend money on anything or anyone. They're scared. They don't know who to trust. And I understand that, because that's the whole reason I started my businesses, so that they wouldn't ever have to be without information anymore. And I talk a lot about, I wish every single actor in the world would go through HWC Academy when they first start out, because the type of training and guidance and information that actors get through my program is unparalleled. It's unrivaled. There's no such thing as the intensity of training that I'm offering from the manager's perspective. And the reason that's important is that as a developmental manager, my job is to start actors from scratch and develop them and get them going. I have a massive expertise in that. But most managers aren't developmental anymore, because they're acting like agents. They're pitching and they're submitting and they're signing lots of people, and they're not taking the time to teach and develop actors from scratch. So what frustrates me is that
those are the actors that need guidance and support the most. Now, when I'm selling my course, sometimes it's $700, sometimes it's $500. Depends on if there's a sale, if it's a holiday. New actors would be scared to invest in that because they don't know what it is. They don't know how beneficial it is. They've been taken advantage before. So they're scared. And I have to spend way too much of my time. This is the part of my business I hate, explaining why they need the course and selling and presenting information. And that just, you know, I just want to teach. But part of owning a business is doing things you don't want to do. And this is for all of you guys. Every one of you in business is going to have to do a lot of selling. And I know you'd rather just be on set acting, right? But we can't just be doing the one thing that we love if we have a business. What I love the most is sitting in a room with a whole bunch of new actors and telling them, here's what you really need to do. Okay? No bullshit, no gimmicks, just what a manager really needs to see from you in order to get you working as an actor. And just do this and you're going to be just fine. It's my favorite conversation. But in order to get to that conversation, I got to spend a lot of time with Facebook ads and YouTube ads and email sequences and Instagram posts and all kinds of shit to get people aware of the school, aware of the program. Then I got to share all the success stories, and I got to share the constant reviews and actors that are booking all the time to prove that our school does what we say it does, to prove that the actors who take our courses actually get results, to explain the programs, the coaches we have, and it's never ending. It's never ending sales. And so I want you guys as actors or whatever part of the profession you're going into, singers, producers, directors, casting directors, we're all in business and we spend so much of our time marketing. Marketing and sales. Because even as an actor, you're in the sales business. That's what your whole package is. Your headshots are sales materials. Your acting clips are sales materials. You have to constantly prove to people that you can do a good job, that you have something to offer. So you got to become good at sales. You got to become good at it. You got to become great at marketing and getting your name out there. And you can't wait for anyone else to help you do that, because that's not what's going to happen. Okay? If you're going to hire a publicist, you're going to pay them $4,000 or $5,000 a month. Be clear, $4,000 or $5,000 a month to promote you. And usually it's when you're a series regular or you have really, you know, a lot of guest stars, or you're working, you know, you'd maybe book a film that pays you $100,000. You might hire a publicist. But until you can afford to do that, you are the chief marketing officer of your company. Just like I am. And there'll be times you hate it, just like I do. And that means making a list of all the shows you are right for and pitching yourself to casting. That means going to film festivals and introducing yourself and follow-up emails and creating a contact list and updating them on all your bookings and constantly sending out newsletters and reaching out to agents and managers and casting directly and pitching yourself endlessly. Creating your EPK, getting press on your own, right? It's a lot of fucking work. And no matter how good your product is, there will always be people that don't want to buy it. And you can't take that personally, okay? You're going to serve the people that want your product. So whether it's me and my business, the people that want to take my course, they'll take it. And the people that don't, won't. That's not my concern. My job is to just keep providing the best possible training I can. And your job as an actor is, remember, there'll be people that don't want to buy you for their film. They don't want to put you in their projects. That's okay. The people that cast you are the people that are going to build your career, not the ones that don't. So your focus needs to be on putting your information out there for people to see, and the people that buy, they buy. But that doesn't mean that you don't continually sell, right? There's it used to be 7 points of contact. You had to put yourself out there 7 times before people would even buy your product. It's like 14 times now. They have to have 14 separate interactions with you to get familiar with you, to start differentiating who you are compared to other people. They have to see your work and they have to see it again and again and again. So that's why you got to be really masterful. Study marketing, study PR, study advertising. And if you're in college, take business classes because it's show business and you need to learn the networking and the marketing side of it all. And be bold. Don't be afraid of rejection. Don't be afraid to hear the word no. You know, you're going to hear the word no. It's just part of doing business. When I have to go into TMFA and say, listen, actors, you all need to take the HWC Master Course because you're going to come through our course and you're going to get on the right track and you're going to learn everything you need to become competitive so that you have a chance to actually succeed. I got to say that 7 million times. And there'll be some people that don't believe it. There'll be some people that don't want to spend the money. And then I have to explain to them that when they have their first co-star booking, they just made the money back for the course. Now they can go make all those other bookings and they've already paid for the course once. They have it for life. But I have to explain that over and over and over and over. And so will you. So will you. You have to constantly be meeting casting directors. Then when you're on set, building relationships, staying in touch with people, taking them out to lunch, pitching yourself for the job, and even when you become well-known, you're still doing all that sales. Every time you do a talk show, that is a commitment you've made with the production company or the network or the studio to go on those shows and promote their products, which is their movies, right? And you have to do those press gigs, and you'll see the bigger you get, you know, you have to sit in front of the press and have the same questions asked of you for months. Some actors hate doing it, but it's part of the job. It's part of the job. And taking classes with casting directors and figuring out the shows you write for, that's part of the job. And watching TV to see what shows you're right for. Sometimes I talk to an actor and they go, well, I don't really watch TV. I'm like, well, fuck, if you want to be on TV, you probably should start watching it. When you start watching TV, you start to see places you fit in and roles that you could be right for and shows you could be right for. And then you got to target your marketing to those casting directors and to those shows. So there's a lot of marketing, a lot of sales, a lot of, you know, and there's rejection. Don't take it personally. I just think rejection is just not selection yet. You haven't been selected yet to do whatever it is you do really, really well. And you will be when the time is right. When the project is right, you'll get lots of work. And when you look at IMDb Pro, you look at any of your actors that you like on TV now and go to their IMDb Pro, you'll see that they started 10 years ago and they booked one thing 1 year and one thing the next year and nothing for a year or two. And then they booked two projects and then one thing. But over time, 5 years, 10 years, you finally have a body of work. And listen, it takes years to build a business, a company, an acting career. So try to enjoy the process. I think there's a lot of fun building a business. As long as you know how to deal with, you know, the conflicts that come from that, you know, with a positive attitude and just keep going. And I wish you all success and love. Don't get down about this strike. It's going to end. I was posting in the TMFA the other day, there's 600 scripted series last year. And it raises about 7% a year. So every year the number is going to go up. 635 new shows next year. And so on and so on. So there's not going to be any shortage of work for you guys. So make sure you're training. Make sure you're building your package, your headshots, your clips, your online materials, reaching out to casting agents, managers, producers, directors, writers, and keep putting yourself out there, believing in yourself 100,000%. You are talented. You belong in this business and there's work for you. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you.
Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.